Chapter 2. Then, after a lapse of 14 years, I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas, taking Titus also with me. And I went up according to revelation, and I laid before them the glad tidings which I preach among the nations, but privately to those conspicuous among them, lest in any way I run or had run in vain. But neither was Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, compelled to be circumcised. And it was on account of the false brethren brought in surreptitiously, who came in surreptitiously to spy out our liberty which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage, to whom we yielded in subjection not even for an hour, that the truth of the glad tidings might remain with you. But from those who were conspicuous as being somewhat, whatsoever they were, it makes no difference to me. God does not accept man's person. For to me, those who were conspicuous communicated nothing. But on the contrary, seeing that the glad tidings of the uncircumcision were confided to me, even as to Peter that of the circumcision, for he that wrought in Peter for the apostleship of the circumcision wrought also in me towards the Gentiles. And recognizing the grace given to me, James and Cephas and John, who were conspicuous as being pillars, gave to me and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship, that we should go to the nations and they to the circumcision, only that we should remember the poor, which same thing also I was diligent to do. But when Peter came to Antioch, I withstood him to the face, because he was to be condemned. For before that certain came from James, he ate with those of the nations. But when they came, he drew back and separated himself, fearing those of the circumcision. And the rest of the Jews also played the same dissembling part with him, so that even Barnabas was carried away too by their dissimulation. But when I saw that they do not walk straightforwardly, according to the truth of the glad tidings, I said to Peter before all, If thou, being a Jew, livest as the nations, and not as the Jews, how dost thou compel the nations to Judaize? We, Jews by nature, and not sinners of the nations, but knowing that a man is not justified on the principle of works of law, nor but by the faith of Jesus Christ, we also have believed on Christ Jesus, that we might be justified on the principle of the faith of Christ, and not of works of law. Because on the principle of works of law no flesh shall be justified. Now if, in seeking to be justified in Christ, we also have been found sinners, then is Christ minister of sin? Far be the thought. For if the things I have thrown down, these I build again, I constitute myself a transgressor. For I, through law, have died to law, that I may live to God. I am crucified with Christ, and no longer live I, but Christ lives in me. But in that I now live in flesh, I live by faith, the faith of the Son of God, who has loved me and given himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness is by law, then Christ has died for nothing.